Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to Seymour Conference of Bears with Amin Beg. In our series on conflict analysis, in the first episode, we discussed about how to do conflict profiling of your community. Stay tuned, we'll come back and talk about a new dimension in our conflict analysis series. Okay, great. Welcome again. In this second episode, we will now talk about who are the actors in a conflict at community level. Well, I'm sure you know about it. The term actor covers a big canvas here. Depending on the type of conflict, it could mean all the people, individual groups and institutions that are either engaged directly in a conflict or those who are positively or negatively affected by it, just because they happen to be in a conflict zone or situation. So, in our context, dear listeners, in the mountain areas, for example, if there's a conflict between two villages, two communities on access to water, pasture, or an access to road, or a social issue, or a dispute over political representation, or a conflict with authorities on first acquisition of land, the actors could vary as the typology of the conflict changes. At the community level conflict, actors are generally the tribes, the sub-tribes within those villages and communities, the tribal elders, the landowners, the right holders, the politicians, elected reps, deputies, religious leaders, social institutions, business interest groups, officials, law enforcement agencies, political parties, workers, civil society leaders, youth leaders and organizations, journalists, lawyers, courts, social media campaigners are important nowadays as actors, rights activists. So, a range of actors to name a few. My dear listeners, it depends on how many of these actors exist in your community context. Not every one of them exists all across villages or communities, of course. But we need to understand that indirectly all the individual men and women, youth and children in those communities are actually actors because they will be affected positively or most probably negatively by the conflict situation. So dear listeners, stay tuned. We will come back and talk about the main actors, their goals and interests. Okay, welcome again. So let us now analyze who are the main actors, how they differ in their goals, interests, positions, their capacities, and what is their relationships with other actors. This is interesting and sometimes intriguing, as there are always some specific actors, we call them special groups within the community, who have an interest in continuing the status quo. They thrive on the conflict. So they are also called spoilers. So it's important to identify them early on to prevent conflict or to transform the conflict situation. Otherwise, it will complicate and prolong the situation. Okay, great. Now, this brings us how to do it. So we have a simple framework or a matrix which is called actor analysis. Using this tool, we generally identify the main actors, the spoilers, by looking at five key areas or dimensions. We will look at them one by one. Number one key area is the interests. What are the key interests of the main actors? What is their underlying motivation? What are their concerns, goals, hopes, and fears? We need to understand this. Number two, what are their goals? What strategies they are applying to pursue their interests? Number three, position. What solution they are presenting? What issues they are raising in that given context? How they are changing their positions or not changing, irrespective of their interests and goals? Number four, capacities. We have to look at their potential capacities, human, material, financial, their access to various stakeholders, their networking, their social outreach, their community outreach, their outreach to the media and others is very important. And finally, the relationship with and between these actors. You may look at this through the perception of the people also, how people are perceiving that these actors have any relationship with each other, whether it's political, social, economic, or other interests. So this tool actually provides us a pretty snapshot into who are the main actors and what are their interests and goals. So dear listeners, this is pretty much it for now. So in the next episode, we will discuss about the causes and dynamics of conflict at community level and how to identify it. Bye for now. Thanks for listening.